Chapter 11. Lexi woke up at the crack of dawn in a tangle of sheets. She had barely slept all night. Her head felt like someone was trying to jackhammer cement inside it. After her excursion in the backyard, she had called Cassie looking for advice on what to do with the notebook, but Cassie didn't answer. Lexi had ended up hiding it in the best hiding spot she could think of, Sprinkle's dog bed. Sprinkles didn't seem to mind at all. She was leaping around with her usual morning energy. Wagging her tail, she stared adoringly at Lexi. Lexi couldn't help but smile at the little dog. "You don't have any other girlfriends, and love me no matter what, huh, girl?" She stroked the dog's fur, then, swinging her legs over the bed, got up to face the day. Lexi caught her reflection in the mirror, a groan escaping her lips when she saw the dark circles under her eyes. It was going to take some strong coffee and a long hot shower to get her ready to face the day. She padded downstairs in her bare feet. Lifting the cushion off Sprinkle's dog bed, she ran her finger along the edge of the seam, feeling for the gap in the stitches. She poked her finger inside, feeling the hard edge of the notebook. Satisfied it was still there, she pushed the sides back together and replaced the cushion. She was about halfway into her coffee, starting to feel alive again, when her cell phone sounded. "Hello?"
"Hi, I saw you called last night."
Lexi recognized Cassie's voice.
"You won't believe this. Remember how Jason asked if Kevin had contacted me?"
"Yes."
"Well, I got a package in the mail from Kevin yesterday." Talking about it made Lexi realize the implications of having the notebook. She felt a heavy cloud of foreboding settle in her stomach.
"A package?"
"It was a notebook with cryptic writing in it. I have no idea what it means. Want to come over and take a look?"
"Ugh, I can't."
Cassie's disappointed voice rang through the phone.
"Can you send me some pictures of the pages? Maybe I can figure something out."
"Sure I can. I'll hang up and send them right away."
"Okay, I'll call you later then."
Lexi went over to the dog bed, taking a quick peek out the windows to make sure no one would interrupt her. She slipped the book out of its hiding place. Snapping off a few photos with her smartphone, she sent them to Cassie, then put the book back. The cell phone went off in her hands. It was Nan's.
"Hi, Nan's. I have some breaking news. Something big."
"Oh, really? What?"
"I got a package in the mail yesterday. It was from Kevin."
Lexi could hear a sharp intake of breath from the other end of the phone.
"What was it?"
"It was a notebook, but I can't make out what it says. It seems to be in code or something. I have some pictures of the pages. I can bring them over if you want."
"That would be great. Ida is somewhat of a cryptographer. Maybe she can figure out what it all means."
"Okay, great. I'll be over in a bit."
Lexi closed the phone. Fumbling to put it in her purse, she knocked it over. The contents spilled out on the floor. Sprinkles jumped on Lexi's shiny key ring, batting it around until it disappeared under the radiator.
"Oh, Sprinkles, sheesh!"
Lexi took a deep breath, then let it out in a loud sigh. She got down on her hands and knees to reach under the radiator. She felt the cold metal of the keys with her fingertips and pulled. They didn't budge. They were stuck. Laying flat on the hard linoleum floor, she reached her arm even further in to grab a better hold. She wrestled with the keys, pulling this way and tugging that way. Finally, her efforts were rewarded, and the keys came loose. Lexi held them up in front of her face. She had a large amount of keys, but they appeared to be all accounted for. She dropped them in her purse, then hurried upstairs to shower and get ready to go to Nan's. Lexi sat at the table in the Brook Ridge Retirement Community Center, the Ladies Detective Club clustered around her. She brought up the pictures on her smartphone, passing it around so everyone could get a look. The actual book was still hidden in Sprinkle's bed. Lexi didn't feel comfortable carrying it around with her. Ruth and Helen quickly flipped through the pictures. Ida spent a longer time looking at them.
It looks like a substitution cipher.
Ida squinted at the small pictures, scribbling something down on a notepad.
But it could take a long time to figure out the code without the key. Did you get anything else with the notebook?
No, there was nothing else in the envelope.
Well, this proves one thing, Nan said. Kevin must have been blackmailing someone.
Yeah, but who? And what about?
The answer to that, Ida said, tapping the smartphone with the tip of her pencil, is right here in the book. We just need to figure it out. Lexi, you need to get this book to the police right away.
Nan's mouth was set in a grim line, her eyes deadly serious.
It looks like Kevin got killed for this information, for what he knows. And now you know it too. You could be in grave danger.
Lexi was jittery. She didn't want to go home, so she opted for a trip to the mall. Shoe shopping always made her feel better. Plus, she could use the distraction to clear her head and help her think better. She knew Nan's was right about the book. Paging through the caller list on her phone, she found Jack's number. She clicked on it, listening to the hollow ring on the other end, her stomach a jangle of nerves. He didn't answer. Now what? She left a short message, asking him to call her. Zipping into a parking spot at the front of the mall, she hopped out of her car, making a beeline for her favorite shoe store. Staring at the racks of designer shoes soothed Lexi's mind. She picked out a purple suede platform pair, a black and rhinestones dressy stiletto pair, and a couple of lower-heeled sandals to try on. Sexy red shoes caught her eye. She thought back to the woman at the wake. Kevin's girlfriend. Did she have something to do with it? Ruth was right. Those shoes sold for $500 to $1,000, and an assistant salary didn't allow for such luxuries. Of course, Kevin could have bought them for her with his blackmail money. Or she could be the embezzler, or the blackmailer. For all she knew, Kevin was the embezzler, and someone was blackmailing him. And why did Jason ask if Kevin had contacted her? Was he involved, too? Did he know Kevin was going to send the book? Who was the grungy man that had warned her off? Maybe he was in on it with the embezzler and didn't want her to find out the truth. How would she ever figure out who the real killer was? Lexi sat down hard on the bench to try on her shoes. She needed a good, solid lead pointing to one of the suspects. That, and a nice new pair of shoes, would make everything all better. After trying on what seemed like 100 pairs, Lexi was exhausted. A glance at her watch told her it was nearing supper time. Jack still hadn't returned her call. Dragging several packages along with her, she navigated the nearly full parking lot to her car. The hell with Detective Jack Perillo. If he didn't think her phone call was important, then he could wait to find out she had the notebook. Sprinkles needed to be fed and let out, so she headed home, danger or no danger. At her front door, Lexi balanced her packages while she searched the key ring for her key. Damn, it wasn't there. She remembered how the ring had gotten stuck under the radiator earlier that morning. The front door key must have fallen off in the struggle. Remembering there was a spare key for the kitchen door, under the planter in the back, Lexi set off around the side of the house. She could hear Sprinkles barking inside. The poor dog wasn't used to Lexi walking around to the back. Sprinkles probably thought she was an intruder. Lexi felt herself smile with pride that her little watchdog was trying to protect the house. In the back, Lexi put down her packages. Bending down, she lifted the planter with both hands. It was almost dark, but the key glinted in the fading sunlight. She balanced the planter against her hip, grabbed the key with one hand, then replaced the planter gently. Turning to the door, she put the key in the lock, twisted the knob, and pushed the door open. A sudden rustle of movement to her right caught her attention. She turned to see what it was. A sharp, hard pain exploded in the back of her head. For a split second, she felt the sensation of falling, and then there was nothing but darkness.